You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
Well, I think what we expect to see in this budget, like we see every budget under this government, is small announcements drip-fed before the actual day that show who's going to get thrown a bone in the budget. And this is something that I think we need to move away from. You know, every year journalists and the government say, well, who's going to be the biggest winner? And they lump different people in different categories and say, this is how much this person now gets in the budget. I think it's unnecessarily divisive, and it puts people in little boxes and says, your neighbour gets more from the government than you do. I think what we need to see is actually a longer-term strategy that looks at our productivity. What is going to be different in this budget than any previous budgets that will help us become a more productive economy? You know, since this government took over, we've had former Soviet Union states increase productivity more than we have and had higher foreign direct investment into their countries than we have. And we're slowly falling behind the world and turning into, my opinion, into an island nation that it's easier to visit rather than to stay and be a productive member of society. So we know that we're going to have 50,000 young people leaving New Zealand today because borders are now open and they don't want to stay here. So we have to ask, how do we get a budget that makes it a budget for the next generation? In ACT's opinion, we have to pay down the debt faster so young people aren't going to be saddled with higher income tax in the future and higher debt. We need to put up superannuation because it's not feasible and sustainable to have it at 65 for as long as all of the other political parties say. So in our budget, we say that we should raise the age of superannuation to 67, doing that 2 months at a time over the next 12 years. That's going to save younger people over $16 billion in 12 years' time. We also need to lower income tax rates to make them fairer for all people who want to contribute and strive to put a little bit more away for their family and themselves. So we want to have a more aspirational budget rather than one that the government has, which just picks winners.
So I guess as well, when you're talking about not picking winners, I noticed that 44% of the operating savings in the alternative budget proposed by ACT come from the reversing the increase in operating allowances for the public sector. What does that actually mean?
Well, we want to create an environment where, you know, people want to get up in the morning in New Zealand and contribute to the economy, and we see more jobs created, but we don't see more jobs being created in the public service. You're absolutely right. We say that we need to cut around 14,000 public service jobs because, to be honest, if you go out and ask anybody, you know, has the increase in people working for the Ministry of Education, the increase of people working for the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment actually helped your life at all or made things better? And I would say for most people, they'd say things have actually gotten worse over the last few years. So we don't need more than one bureaucrat in Wellington for every school in the country. We actually need more people working in schools, not down in Wellington. It doesn't contribute to a productive economy, and it costs an awful lot of money. So we would scrap that. And we would scrap a couple of ministries that we don't believe actually contribute in any way to helping New Zealand become a better place that aren't already jobs that are taken up by other ministries. So there's a lot of double counting and a lot of jobs that are just replications of themselves. We want to be more like Australia. We want to be more like some other countries that have higher productivity because that leads to higher wages and more jobs. And so we think by getting the debt down, by reducing wasteful spending, that will help to create a better future for all of us.
Do you think there's a risk, though, with cutting that many jobs and all of those ministries, there's a risk of those jobs then being rehired as contractors or consultants where the cost increases and the workload remains?
No, that's not a concern of mine. I think we need to actually change what we believe the role of government is there for. And so in ACT's opinion, you know, the government is trying to find more roles and ways to creep into everyday New Zealanders' lives and put on more rules and regulations. If we had a more productive economy and we got back to the real basis of what the government's there for, which is to create good public policy frameworks and then get out of the way, there wouldn't be the need for the people who have left the ministries to be contracted in another way. Those jobs simply don't contribute to the economy.
So as well, I just want to rewind a little bit and chat about your comments on superannuation. So in the budget that ACT proposed, it mentions that superannuation contributions are going to be significantly reduced. In fact, that's almost 60% of non-operational savings come from reductions in superannuation contributions. Has there been any sort of analysis with regards to whether that reduction in superannuation is equivalent to the increases in the superannuation age that you're proposing?
Well, look, what I would say is we... Let's not focus on all the technicalities. What is very critical for New Zealanders is that we know superannuation is unsustainable. You know, people at the age, you know, who are around 60 years old are going to live on average for another 16 years on superannuation. If you go back a couple of decades, people were only expecting to live around 4 years on superannuation. The cost blowout is humongous, and it was never intended to be that way. So we're saying people are living longer because of modern medicine. That's a wonderful thing. It's wonderful to have you know, our grandparents around for longer. But people are not old at the age of 65. Our friends in Australia, people in Ireland, Germany, Spain, Portugal are all looking to put their superannuation up to 67 or 68 to recognise that people are working longer and they're living longer and they're healthier. By putting it up to 67, we can save the next generation billions of dollars from people who were most likely going to keep working anyway and get superannuation at the same time.
And just moving on now to chat about mental health, $100 million was announced yesterday, extra for mental health services in New Zealand. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think I don't have much hope for the service delivery of this $100 million announcement. So the Manaaki program has been rolled out in Canterbury, and that's for mental health support in schools in the Canterbury and Kaikoura districts. But what we saw yesterday was just a re-announcement of what the government announced last year. And they said that they were going to roll this service out throughout five other district health boards. Now, I would say that, you know, we hear a lot of spin, we hear a lot of throwing money around, but we don't really get good service delivery from this government. And I know that the Auditor General a few weeks ago said that he was going to look into the fact that we don't have effective services for young people and mental health. And now we see the government announcing a young people's mental health program again. Now, the ACT Party just says, look, you can deliver services and promise services, but we actually need to see results. And we think we need a proper, a structured program for mental health. Our real role will be to contract the services and analyse the results. We would then not continue funding for services that the results show don't work and give more money to the services that do. That way we can actually get true change in mental health and get really effective services to the people who need them more.
And what would the key measurables be in assessing the success of those services?
Well, that's not up to the politicians. That's up to people who can use evidence and data. And so our program would use real big data and look at how many people have come into a program, how many services they've delivered, whether they're seeing results with the people that have come in, whether people are feeling better, whether they're feeling worse. It would use a lot of data over time to prove which services are not seeing results and which ones are. Because you can be guaranteed that with any of these big contracts that the government's putting out, people aren't getting the true services that they need. You know, I talk to young people all the time who say, you know, the person that I was offered through my DHB didn't give me any of the help that I needed, but there was no other option. You know, we have people who are going to seek help who feel like the help that they've received is like a flea on an elephant's back. And I think we do need to do better so that that person could have the option to go elsewhere. Currently, our system doesn't allow that.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.